You're listening to SBS News.
Violence and looting in South Africa has spread to more major cities as public outrage grows over the jailing of former President Jacob Zuma. The nation's current leader, Cyril Ramaphosa, is warning that unrest is damaging efforts to rebuild the economy, with South Africa in the midst of a third wave of COVID-19. Johannesburg, the economic heart of South Africa, is the latest city to feel the wrath of Jacob Zuma's most loyal supporters. Shopfronts have been pillaged and plundered, with similar sites further south in Durban. One mall was stripped bare. The protesters, though, remain defiant.
The truth is, if they were to release Zuma, I think we would be free. As things stand, we're going to keep protesting. We're not happy, but we have to because of the situation, and we're hungry. But if they release him today, maybe things will get back to normal.
Days of civil disorder that began in the now-imprisoned former leader's hometown have now become widespread. Arrests overnight were in their dozens. Protesters are angry.
We are asking that Mr. Zuma be given a special presidential pardon as a matter of urgency so that South Africa can have stability. This is not nice or right.
Demands for the former president's freedom have been ignored by the incumbent. Current President Cyril Ramaphosa, who believes the violence has seized upon opportunists, is urging calm.
We will not tolerate any acts of criminality. We will not tolerate any acts of vandalism. Those who are involved in acts of violence will be arrested and prosecuted. These acts are endangering the lives of people and damaging our efforts to rebuild the economy.
Jacob Zuma's near decade of power, which ended in 2018, has been tainted by charges of sleaze and corruption, all of which he denies. His 15-month sentence for contempt of court has exposed rifts within the ruling African National Congress. It's also being seen as a test of South Africa's ability to enforce the law against the political elite. Days before he handed himself into police, the former president maintained his innocence.
I'm not scared of going to jail for my beliefs. I'm not asking for sympathy, but justice. Sending me to jail during the height of a pandemic at my age is the same as sentencing me to death.
Jacob Zuma, who is eligible for parole in just 4 months, is challenging the sentence on the grounds of his alleged frail health and his risk of catching COVID. South Africa, in the thick of a brutal third wave, is averaging 20,000 cases a day. President Ramaphosa is now extending tight restrictions for another 2 weeks, with all types of gatherings banned, a nightly curfew enforced, and the sale of alcohol prohibited. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.